Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
The next story was inspired by an urban legend of a Japanese asylum patient. The basic premise behind the photograph was that it was a man who would only communicate to the staff members of the facility by barking. Yes, that's right. He legitimately thought he was a dog trapped in a human body.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Which explains why he was only seen wearing a dog mask. Here's a dramatized version of the bizarre urban legend. There was once a mental hospital, otherwise known as an asylum, that was located in an undisclosed rural area of Japan. The asylum was rumored to hold an approximate 300 patients, which was one of the largest among all the countries in the world at the time. In my early 20s, I used to work full-time in the facility, while becoming a devoted nurse to the patients struggling with anxiety and depression, since it was something I understood. While working in the facility, I noticed that many patients didn't have much appetite, despite our efforts to cheer them up. So, as a result, they've remained emaciated, staring blankly at the ceiling, callous of the people and events happening around them in the cafeteria and lobby areas. However, this didn't surprise me, since most people in Japan are known for their high metabolism, except for this one patient who caught my eye. He was unlike the others. He was tall, gigantic, a massive specimen of a man, over 400 pounds of raw man meat. I had never seen a human that enormous in person, let alone the internet. The size of his fingers was probably the size of my forearms. Every time he was seen outside of his confinement, he would walk ever so slowly as he struggled to yank each of his legs forward. But what made him more peculiar was the dog mask that always covered his face. Was he so ashamed that he felt it was necessary to conceal his identity? I had no idea. But I admit that I was curious and determined to support him, hoping I could pull him out of the shadows. But it was onerous to dismiss the way he resembled a giant dog walking around, acting like one. He would take a stroll on all fours and bark like a dog whenever he grumbled or needed something. From the incessant gossiping of the medical staff, I discovered that everyone called him Clifford, the same name given to that colossal red dog that most people saw as an animated character. And for some odd reason, it seemed like he always wanted to approach me, where I had to treat him like he was my pet. Every time I offered food like a person, he would growl at me in disappointment and bark at the empty bowls next to him. I immediately understood what he wanted me to do. So, when I gave him a bowl of water and food, he wagged his rear end as though he had a tail, and I interpreted his actions as signs of sheer bliss. It was entertaining at first. But when it became his daily routine, a part of me wished another nurse could take over. Then, whenever Clifford found me engrossed in my own thoughts while I stood alone in a corner waiting for my colleague to hand over some documents I needed to file, he would kneel and tug on my shirt with unabating enthusiasm.
Not now, Clifford.
I responded with disdain. I knew this job required patience, but as a human being, I too had my limits. So whenever I turned him down, he would bark at me with a threatening tone that resembled a warning. And if I didn't give him what he wanted, he would intentionally urinate like a dog with its leg up, knowing damn well that I was going to have to clean up his mess.
What the hell is wrong with you, Clifford? Go back to your room! Bad boy!
Does this guy really think he's a dog?
I thought to myself, doubting he would ever have the guts to remove that stupid mask. But to stop him from barking, I eventually caved in and wrapped a leash around him as I took him for a walk around the asylum. It was a few minutes anyway, so it wasn't a big deal. However, seeing him lift up his leg whenever he wanted to pee in the hallway was disturbing and inconvenient, since I was the one who always had to clean up his mess afterward with a newspaper. One day, I took a leave of absence and told Clifford that another nurse would take care of him in the meantime. However, since he had already become incredibly attached to me, this was something he couldn't accept. So he began to throw tantrums, barking incessantly like the dog he thought he was. Even as I patted him on the head to calm him down, he wouldn't stop crying like a maniac.
Clifford, I promise I'll be back, so don't worry. Nurse May is a good person who promised to walk you on a leash whenever you feel like it.
I removed his grip on my shirt, turned back, and left. Of course, I felt terrible for him, but everyone needs a break once in a while, including me. However, I couldn't stop thinking of Clifford, and so I kept in touch with May, who said she always caught him staring at her, and when she offered to remove his mask to wash his face, he growled and got aggressive towards her, thus increasing the dosage of his medication. Days later, I eventually returned to the asylum, hoping Clifford didn't harbor any negative feeling towards me while I was away. Then, when I finally entered Clifford's room to ask about Nurse May, he didn't say a word, but his reaction was disconcerting. In fact, all he did was bark in euphoria as he rolled over in bed with his arms and legs wiggling like a dog's. So, looking to my right, I saw the washroom door slightly open, and when I took a peek inside, what I saw would traumatize me forever. Laying before me was a nurse's uniform, drenched in blood, and when I searched for May, she was nowhere to be found. In fact, the entire bathroom was painted in the color of death. Agitated, I asked Clifford,
"What did you do? Where's Nurse May?"
Then, without uttering a word, he stood up like a person for the first time, his figure towering over me.
"What are you doing, Clifford?"
I said, as my hands quivered. Moments later, he removed his mask, only to reveal a pair of sinister eyes and a wicked smile. But although he remained silent, the blood pouring from his lips down to his shirt as he drooled and laughed was enough to tell me what had happened. So, without a second thought, I got the hell out of that room and left the premises. I have resigned from that place. I haven't followed up in any news of whatever became of that mentally ill man. Would Nurse May still be alive had I looked after Clifford? Maybe. Did that man genuinely think he was a dog? Probably. This is the true story of the Japanese man who they once called Clifford.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I like to call him a psycho for what he did to that nurse.
Just wash it with a little odor of thinner. Shake it off. Beat the devil out of it. Go about your business.
The next story was inspired by a Bob Ross conspiracy theory called Happy Little Accidents. For those who don't know the conspiracy, here's a dramatized version of it in honor of the great Bob Ross himself. Years and years ago, a friend of mine and I got interested in painting on a whim. I remember the night we found ourselves at the craft supply store. We had to drive to the outskirts of town to get there, and we'd only managed to arrive less than an hour before the store closed. We thought it would be a quick trip, but that particular store had some bad energy. The lights were so pale and dim that they made the whole place and everything in it look fake. There wasn't a soul in sight either. We both looked uneasy, but we continued on until we found the aisle with the acrylic paints we wanted. That's where we met that man. We first saw him from down the aisle, staring at the rows of paint tubes and muttering to himself like an insane person. But we couldn't see his face, as it was hidden behind his afro. Unfortunately, he was standing right in front of the same stuff we wanted to look at, so I had no choice but to engage with him respectfully. So I had to ask him to move.
Maybe I could use some Prussian blue, or a little bit of gray, maybe a little black. I don't know.
We approached him cautiously, but the moment we got close, his head twitched so fast that I thought his neck would snap. I'm sorry, sir. Could you step aside so we could look at these paints as well? The man turned his head in a complete 180 like something out of The Exorcist and smiled at us while saying in a sweet old man's voice,
"Oh, I'm sorry, young man. I didn't see you there. Here you go."
No problem, sir. An awkward silence ensued as the creepy old man reverted his head at us saying,
"Call me Bob. So, how long have you boys been painting?"
We kinda just started. We're just doing it as a hobby, I guess.
What the hell did you just say? Painting should be taken seriously! It's not some kids' arts and crafts! It's genuine art!
Jeez, I'm sorry, man. I didn't know it meant that much to you.
Dude, let's bounce. No, please forgive me. I have to catch myself sometimes. I'm not always the gentle soul that I appear to be on TV, you see.
Wait, you're on TV?
Of course I am. I may not look it right now, but I'm actually Bob Ross. Yeah, that's right. I'm the most famous painter in the modern world. You've seen my program, haven't you? I bet you two could learn a lot from it, but... ah, damn it. I forgot. The network just canceled it. Such a shame. But hey, I could fire up the old studio and give you two a private tutorial if you want.
I'm sorry, but I can't make it. I got plans for the night. I guess I can stop by. Just gotta pick up some colors and brushes.
Why don't you put that red paint back? You won't be needing it. Pretty soon you'll have plenty of red paint.
Okay. After we found an employee and checked out, we were finally out of that sickly-looking store. Bob was waiting for us by his car in the parking lot and stared at us with a big dopey smile as we loaded up into my friend's car. But as we pulled out and followed Bob's car toward his house, my friend got worried.
Look, man, I don't think you should do this. That guy gives me the creeps.
Dude, it's Bob freaking Ross. The man is famous for painting and being a super gentle dude. Several minutes later, he dropped me off at the house. I waited at the front door until Bob came around to let me in. From there, he led me through a maze of hallways and into a windowless room. The walls, ceilings, and floors were all draped with these thick black curtains that created a space of almost pure darkness. Standing in the center of the void was a single canvas. Bob then directs me to have a seat where his cameraman would usually sit. I watched in an awkward yet enthralled silence for a while. There was only one light on in the room, and it seemed to spotlight the painter and his canvas before completely dissipating into nothingness.
We're gonna paint ourselves a little forest here. A nice, quiet little forest. The sort of place you could go to get away from everyone and everything. And just hear the quiet sounds of nature. None of those busy city sounds, no. There's just not that many people who know about a spot like this. But that's what makes it beautiful. That's what makes it perfect. You could have yourself a little hideaway in a place like this. Nobody would ever find you here. And if you had any happy little accidents that you didn't want anyone to find out about, you could bury them in a place like this and nobody would ever discover them. Now don't forget to take your paintbrush and just beat the devil out of it.
Just then, my phone rang and broke me out of my trance. Bob looked quite unhappy about being interrupted. But when I saw that it was my friend calling me, my gut told me to answer it. Hey man, you're kind of interrupting. What's going on?
Dude, you gotta get out of there now. I think that dude's a serial killer.
What? How so?
There's a rumor that he paints locations of where he buries his victims. Meet me at the front now.
As I got off the phone, Bob was staring at me with a newly crazed look in his eyes. I wasn't sure if he'd heard anything over the phone, but I could tell there was something different about him.
Everything okay? Why don't you pass me that brush over there? I think it's time to make some red paint for the highlights.
All of a sudden, with just those few words, I knew that I got myself into a dangerous situation. For the moment I obliged him, I stood up from my seat and slowly picked up the brush he was pointing to. My hands were shaking so violently as I tried to hand it to him that I almost dropped it.
That's it, Sonny. Give that brush on over to Daddy. That's it.
When one more chill ran down my spine, I made my move and threw the brush into his face. I turned around and ran the hell out of the house as fast as I could. As I sprinted across the front yard and rushed into my friend's car, it looked like my panicked little ploy had bought us enough time to escape.
It's about time, now let's get out!
Get out of the car! You thought you could escape? Not on my brush!
Out of nowhere, Bob smashes my friend's side of the window and yanks his entire body out of the vehicle. I looked all around in the darkness of that night, trying to think of what I could do to get away. But it was no use.
Bob? Bobby? Where are you?
Ain't that a thing of beauty? Nobody else will ever find them here. Nope. A place where you can hide all your happy little accidents. Isn't that wonderful? I'd call all my paintings happy little accidents if I could. But out of all the places I've buried them, I think this one's my favorite. Now don't forget, folks, grab your paintbrush and just beat the devil out of it.
The next story has got to be one of the most downright horrifying stories we've ever come across. The footage showcases a creep staring motionless at a man who frantically calls 911 for help. We decided to recreate a dramatized version of this alleged occurrence that might take the eeriness to a whole new level. Here's what it looked like. I live with my mother in an apartment we rent together. She usually spends most of the time in her room, but she always gives me these weird compliments about how I make her feel safe at night, almost every time I see her in the morning. I used to chalk it up to her memory becoming unreliable as she's been getting older, but I realized something a few weeks ago. I was trying to get to sleep one night, but for some reason I kept tossing and turning. After a while, I became frustrated. I checked my clock and saw that it was already past 1 a.m. I groaned and buried my face in my pillow, knowing I would have to drag myself out of bed for work in just a couple of hours. Right about then, I heard the sound of footsteps out my window. Slow, dragging footsteps like a drunk person shuffling home down the street. At first, I paid it no mind, as there is a sidewalk on the ground level of my bedroom, but the sound grew louder and closer, and then it stopped. I sat up in bed, suddenly on edge. I waited for whoever they were to continue walking, listening for the sound of footsteps to start up again, but it never happened. I stood up and looked out my window, and my heart skipped a beat when I saw a man staring right at me. He was just a faceless, hooded figure standing alone in the darkness, not moving a muscle. I glared right back at him, in the hopes that if I looked mean enough, he'd know better than to keep messing with me, but after several minutes, he still hadn't budged. I couldn't understand how someone could be so motionless for so long. It was like he wasn't even human, but some kind of mannequin. With that, I gave up and closed the blinds. I figured he was probably a maniac and I'd better not give him any reason to get violent. I crawled back into bed and tried to sleep it off. The next morning, I drove by the spot and noticed the man wasn't there. After a long day on the job, I was ready to forget about the whole thing. I got home late and didn't see my mother, so I went straight to bed. I was exhausted and fell asleep right away. Unfortunately, I woke up in the middle of the night with the same unsettling feeling of alarm as the night before. I tried to ignore it, but after a while, I couldn't handle it anymore. I jumped out of bed and pulled open the blinds, and of course, there was that psycho looking right at me. I was fed up. I opened the window and yelled,
"Hey! What the hell do you want, you creep? Screw you! Stop watching me or I'll call the cops!"
Screaming at him hadn't fazed the guy in the slightest. He was still just standing there, looking like a mirage. Throughout the night, after tossing and turning about a dozen times, I got up and peeked through the blinds to see if he was still there, And sure enough, he was. It didn't matter that it was cold or wet outside. He was just so obsessed with looking into my window that he would just stand out there, motionless for hours every night. I thought about it at work the next day, and by the time I came home, I had a plan. I left my blinds open to make sure he would come back, and around the same time as the last two nights, I got up to check. And of course, he was there, in the same spot, not moving a muscle, just staring up into my window with his face shrouded by a hood. I dug my old video camera out of my closet and propped it up on the windowsill, turning it on and pointing it down at him. Then, very calmly, whispering to make sure I didn't disturb my mother, I got my phone and called the cops.
911, please state your emergency.
Hi, I need a police officer. There's this guy standing outside my window and he's just staring at me, watching. He's been here all night for the past 3 nights and I can't get him to go away. I'm not sure what he wants, but I'm living with my elderly mother, and it's important to me that she stays safe from people like this.
I need you to stay calm,
yeah,
sir. Can you describe this person?
Male. I think he's white, maybe 30 or so. But he's wearing a hood, so I can't see his face.
Where is this man located?
He's, standing by the alley next to 342 South Street, basically in the middle of the road.
Is this man attacking you?
No, he's just watching me. I live in the apartment on the second floor, but he really looks like he wants to find a way in.
Okay, sir. A police officer has been dispatched to your location. Please stay on the line until they arrive.
All right, thank you. I looked down at the creep and smirked. I couldn't wait for this menace to get what was coming to him. I put my phone down for a second to check the camera and make sure it was recording everything that was about to happen. But once I looked back to my phone, I realized that the 911 call had just ended. I picked it up and thought about dialing back, but then I wasn't sure if I would get the same operator or if it would be a waste of their time, so I decided to wait. But then the minutes kept passing and nobody was showing up. I waited for over an hour with the camera filming the entire time. Eventually, the battery died. Jackass camera. Got a charger around here somewhere. I turned away from the window and was startled by my mother standing in the darkness of my doorway. It was so dark that it really gave me a fright. I wasn't used to seeing her up so late. It was weird. Almost like she was sleepwalking. Mom?
Daryl, are you okay? I can't see a thing in here.
Yeah, Mom, I'm fine. Hold on a second. I looked back out the window, thinking I could point this guy out to her. But that was the moment when the man suddenly disappeared. Bewildered, I told my mom to get some rest while trying to keep my composure. After putting her to bed, I'd gotten shown up by the cops, which made me think I was overreacting about this whole thing. The next morning was a Saturday, which meant I had the day off. I left my bedroom to get some breakfast. But then, I saw an even more unusual sight. My mother was out and about, cleaning up the kitchen counter and putting away all the dishes I had left out.
Oh my goodness, you're up! Come here, my sweet boy! You're the best son I could ever ask! You make me feel so safe at night, just like your father used to.
This was the same speech she always gave to me. For some reason, in that moment, something felt off about it. Mom, what do you mean I make you feel safe?
Well, you're always watching me before I go to sleep.
What? Mom, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about you, standing at my bedroom door every night. It's so sweet of you.
What was I wearing?
Did you forget the clothes you wore last night? You had a hoodie on, like always.
Ah!
I'm gonna record this and keep a record as, I guess, video evidence, because...
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Cops never showed up, and this is getting really unsettling. So, yeah. Okay.
Isn't that wonderful? I'd call all my paintings happy little accidents if I could. But out of all the places I've buried them, I think this one's my favorite. Now don't forget, folks, grab your paintbrush and just beat the devil out of it.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.